and welcome back to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs. And like I said, you're listening to the new show, and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics and beyond. And we are living in crazy times, I'm telling you. Our society has become really sensitive. Social media is the new basis of things. There's just so much that's happening in the world right now. I mean, it's 2020, hashtag 2020. In the beginning of the year, we were all like, 20 plenty, plenty of what? We didn't know, but there's plenty of hectic things happening in the world this year. And right here on the new show, I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world. Now, like I said earlier, our society is very sensitive. So the smallest thing can tick people off, basically. The smallest thing can cause hectic eruptions on social media. We're going to be speaking about a mishap with clicks. Do I call it a mishap? I don't know if it's the right word, but yes, a clicks mishap. So recently, clicks let out an advert that basically caused a lot of tension, caused a lot of angry tweets on Twitter, and it's basically gone viral since Friday. And what the advert basically showed, so it was four women, two black and two white, and in this specific advert, they advertised the two black women's hair to be dry, damaged, frizzy, and dull, and that they used their hair, which is natural hair, to depict such hair. And then they used the two white women's hair and described the hair as fine and flat hair and normal hair. So obviously people saw that ad and there was an outrage on social media. There was an outrage on the news articles and stuff. So we're going to be speaking about that, that mishap with clicks. Is it fair that there's actually such a big outcry that's coming from social media and wanting click stores to close and stuff? I mean, we've had hashtag Zuma must fall because of Zuma situations. We've had hashtag fees must fall here in South Africa because of the school fee situation in varsities and stuff like that. But now there's a new hashtag that is trending, which is hashtag clicks must fall. And if you do not know what clicks is basically a pharmaceutical store here in South Africa. So it's our local pharmacy where we can get, you know, anything. You can get beauty products, you can get hair products, you can get medicine and all of these things. So it's our local pharmacy. And yeah, so hashtag clicks must fall is the hashtag that is trending on social media because of this specific advert. And obviously they were trying to advertise hair, a hair product. So that's what we're going to be speaking about. Is it fair that they actually brought out a hashtag and four clicks that they must fall and close? Is it fair that EFF is actually organizing demonstrations at the click stores and actually giving them until Friday to close and all of these things? Is it fair all of this is happening, or was clicks not right? All of this should happen to clicks because they were not right. And that's what we're going to be speaking about in today's show. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs, and I'm on the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Three, two, one.
Just wanna see the light.
Active FM.
So like I said, Clicks is our local pharmacy here in South Africa. Well, there's more than one store, but it's our local pharmacy. If you want to get a quick, you know, non-expensive makeup situation. Man, I don't usually use makeup, so I don't know what you would get for makeup and stuff. But you can go to Clicks. If you want to get a good hair product, you can go to Clicks. If you want to get a bag for your makeup and all, you can find all of this at Clicks. It's our local pharmacy. We've also got a Dis-Chem, which is similar to Clicks, but Dis-Chem is also a local pharmacy, basically. But now, a Clicks advert went viral on Friday. The hair advert, which sparked outrage, included pictures of four women, two black women and two white women. And in this advert, it described the hair of the two black women as dry and damaged, frizzy and dull, while the images depicting the white woman's hair were described as fine and flat hair and normal hair. Now, a lot of people are actually, going crazy about it. There's an outrage on social media where people are basically saying that it's not fair. I mean, Miss Universe, if you're following with the Miss Universe and whatever, South Africa's, I can't pronounce her name, but Miss Universe is from South Africa. And she basically tweeted on Friday and said that not only is this disrespectful to black lives, it is also evidence of an absence of representation and diversity within the organization. And we are talking about a South Africa with a population of about 80% black people. And she puts in brackets, stands to be corrected, no ways. So she's actually saying no ways to the fact that Clicks could put out an advert like that. They're not representing the diversity of the organization. And then other people also commented saying that Clicks must apologize by giving every woman with natural hair a voucher to buy natural hair products to the value of 1,000 Rand. They insulted our hair. They must pay. If not, they will lose us to Dis-Chem permanently. Celebrity Nandi Madida also came out with guns blazing against the advert, and she said on Twitter as well that our hair has always been beautiful and will always be beautiful. We have the numbers and the buying power. Our crowns are glorious. And in another tweet, an EFF member basically said that not after Miss Universe, hashtag Clicks must fall, how dare they insult our hair. This is the reason young black girls in white schools are forced to shave or straighten their hair. Hashtag black hair. And then Glossy continued to tweet and say that black people have no more chicks to give after a billion clubs for 600 years. You also have nothing to lose but your chains. It is you, blacks, who must end racism. End it now. And then the last tweet from a celebrity, Zex Bantwini, and all of these are celebrities within or powerful people within South Africa. He said, enough is enough. These corporations do this on purpose, knowing that all they will do is apologize on Twitter and other platforms, thinking it will just end there. They undermine us and underestimate our power. Now, if you've kept up with South African news, you should know that earlier, I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken, but H&M basically brought out an advert as well where they had a black boy and a white boy and they were advertising kiddies hoodies. And the black boy had a hoodie. And on the hoodie, there was a monkey and there was a whole big outrage that also happened on Twitter and stuff. And guess what party was in front of all of these things? It was the EFF. And now, with the whole Clicks situation, the EFF has also joined forces with the people that are throwing an outrage on social media. And basically, they have said, they've given Clicks a list of demands to meet within 24 hours. And part of the demands are that the Clicks South Africa from today, the 7th of September, should close all their stores around South Africa up until Friday, the 12th of September. Now, we're going to come back to that and speak about that. So the EFF have basically given a list of demands to Clicks South Africa and basically say that they need to shut down their stores for a whole week. Remember, we are in the middle of a pandemic where people are losing their jobs, in the middle of a pandemic where some companies can't even open and stuff, and they are asking the Clicks stores to basically close for an entire week. The EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini said in a video statement yesterday that the EFF, he was speaking yesterday, so I'm just going to directly quote what he said, but he says, fighters, tomorrow all of us in the morning we are reporting to the nearest click stores to ensure that the directive of the EFF is implemented. What he basically said here is that, listen, we are going to demonstrate in front of the clicks stores. And if you've kept up with the news that's happening, you actually see that in Alberton, which is one of the communities here in Gauteng. Gauteng is a province in South Africa, where a click store was actually set alight because of EFF. So now their demonstrations have caused a click store to be set alight. Now, the Economic Freedom Fighters protest against retail giants clicks has escalated into violence as a click store in the Lemon Tree Shopping Center in Alberton was set alight. Now, I'm again going to say the statement, we are in the middle of a pandemic where shops are closing down, where people are losing their jobs, where people can't really afford for unnecessary things like this. Now, they have set a click store in Alberton alight. Responders are currently at the scene combating the blaze, and more information will be relayed as it becomes available. So as the day goes through, as we go through the week and stuff like that, we'll actually know more about what's happening with the click store. Now, meanwhile, more EFF protesters have been making appearances at click stores across the country. Cradlestone Mall in Maldersdrift, security have been combating red jumpsuit-clad protesters intending to disrupt operations and shut down the store. Tabong Mall in Sibukeng has also reported an EFF presence, and Eyewitness News reports that Mpumalanga police have confirmed that there was an attempt by a group of people to petrol bomb a click store in Mpumalanga in the early hours of the morning. So there's a complete outrage that is happening with the click store. But with all this happening, the click CEO Vikesh Ramasander actually wrote an apology report, and this is what it says in his apology. It says, as group CEO of Clicks, I am deeply disappointed that we allowed insensitive and offensive images to be published on our website. I apologize unreservedly for the hurt and anger these images have caused. The emotive response of our customers have been mirrored by our employees and management team. And whilst the images and content were provided to us by our supplier, Tresemme, this does not absolve us from blame. This is why we took accountability for this error of judgment by issuing a public apology and swiftly removing those offensive material from our website. Over the past few days, I have reflected deeply on what it means to be a proud South African corporate citizen and have consulted widely with diverse stakeholders to assist me in developing a comprehensive response to make amends of our error. Already the negligent employees have been suspended, and we have engaged a supplier who has now also issued an apology. This incident has highlighted the need to audit all of our third party and our own promotional material for any implicit or explicit bias, as well as the need for diversity and inclusivity training for all of our head office employees. This will be urgently implemented. Over the past weekend, we have convened an extraordinary board meeting to agree our next steps. This includes prioritizing our diversity and inclusion training program. We will be re-looking at its content, extend it wider, and implement with more urgency and focus. And he carries on for another three or four paragraphs. He also says in his apologies that as a long-term advocate for natural hair, Clicks has invested highly in the natural hair market over the past 3 years. We work with an extensive list of suppliers, more than 20, to ensure that we stock more than 40 natural hair care ranges in our stores. Since 2005, we have grown the number of natural hair products on shelf by over 4,000%. And he basically carries on and basically appeals and stuff. So this is what's happening in the Clicks stores. But now the question is it fair that we've put out a hashtag Clicks must fall? Is it fair that the EFF are actually protesting and demonstrating at the click store? And do they have the right to actually ask the click stores to close down for a week? I will say again, we are in the middle of a pandemic. we are going towards the end of the year where a lot of people have lost their jobs and companies have closed down and all of this. And yes, we understand that what they did wasn't fair, but he explained in his apology that it wasn't even a picture that they created themselves, but it was a picture that came through from Tresemme. So is it fair to attack cliques the way that we have decided to attack cliques on social media and in the protests and looting of the stores, basically? Now, I'm going to give you both sides. So I'm going to speak from a perspective of someone with natural hair and how I personally feel about them advertising my natural hair like that. And I'm also going to speak of a perspective of, guys, people make mistakes. So, I mean, I've been doing my natural hair journey for 3 years now. I'm going towards the end of the third year. And I've personally enjoyed natural hair. I do not straighten my hair. I don't straighten my hair. So I do not put any heat on my hair. I don't blow dry my hair. I keep my hair as natural as possible. And it's been the most rich it's ever been in this past 3 years. My hair got damaged when I straightened it. My hair got damaged when I blow dried it. My hair got damaged when I relaxed it and all of these things. And I decided that, listen, I'm going to go through a natural hair journey. And I've enjoyed it. Now, I'm not speaking against anyone who doesn't want to do a natural hair journey and wants to straighten my hair. I've got a sister who straightens her hair. She puts heat on her hair. My mom relaxes her hair and her hair is still beautiful. It's still proper. It's not damaged or anything. I just personally decided that I'm going to go on a natural hair journey and I've been enjoying my hair more in its natural state. Now, there are people out there who also find that they feel more beautiful when they have their natural hair and they feel like they are themselves, in inverted commas, when they have their natural hair. An advert to come out like that and basically say that the natural hair is dry, damaged, and frizzy hair and stuff like that is not fair to people who enjoy having their natural hair. It's actually bringing the person down. But I'll also say that this has nothing to do with racism. They just chose the wrong pictures. Now, I'm not part of the creative team for Tresemme. I wasn't there when they were deciding on that is going to be the advert and stuff like that. But I personally feel that our society is too sensitive to actually bring out an advert like that. And it's not fair to the sensitivity. I'm speaking on the sensitivity of the society as well to be like, hey, it's cool, you know? It's going to cause something within people. So now they could have thought of that and they could have brought that into the picture. But it's also, again, not fair for the company to say, how sensitive is the society? Should we bring out a picture like this? What's going to happen? You know, it's not fair to the company to put that. But as well, if you have a public relations manager and all of these things and you're going through the content that is going to come out of the store, you actually look at, is this applicable to the society? Is this applicable to the target market? Now, we don't know we obviously know that the target market of this advert was not black people, because it was very offensive to black people or natural haired people. And that wasn't the target market. But then you don't bring down one type of market to bring up another type of market. So that's from a perspective of, yes, this advert was very offensive to people with black natural hair. But now I'm going to speak on the fact that it's not fair for us to attack cliques the way we've attacked cliques as a country. For a hashtag to go out, a hashtag cliques must fall, that is not fair as well, because it's not the clique store's fault, firstly, because it's not an advert that they had created. And if EFF is for the people, then why burn down the stores that the people they for are working at? Because if you go into clique stores and stuff like that, you find that there is more black employees than there are white employees. Now, you're burning down the stores of the very people that you're trying to protect, in inverted commas, and you're looting these stores and you are demanding for the stores that the very people you're trying to protect, which are the black people, which is us, I'm speaking from a black person's perspective, you are closing down the stores where we are supposed to be working. So what do we do for the rest of the week? Because obviously they're not going to say that it's fine, you're going to get paid for the week you didn't work in because EFF decided that we must close. No, they are going to short pay them because they didn't work in the week that EFF wants them to, what's this, close down. So EFF has no rights to basically say that you should close down the store because of an advert. the CEO sent out an apology and Theresa May sent out an apology. In the apology, they actually speak about the fact that they've seen where they've fallen short and they're putting procedures and things in place so that they never do something like this again. Now, to loot the stores, to close down the stores, to put out hashtags like hashtag clicks must fall and all of these things is not fair to the store. And you should also be thinking of the people that are working at the store. Like I said, we are living in a time where people can't afford for something like this to happen. There are people who are waiting for the next paycheck so that they can do something in their houses and things like that. So a lot of people cannot afford for the stores to close down. So do not force them to close down their stores. An apology has been sent out. They've recognized the wrong and they're doing something to fix it. There's no point in closing down the stores. I'm going to go back to two tweets. So there was a tweet from a woman who basically said that Clicks must apologize by giving every woman with natural hair a voucher to buy a natural hair product to the value of 1,000 rand. They insulted our hair. They must pay. If not, they will lose us to Dis-Chem permanently. Why should we get 1,000 rand? Again, you're not thinking of the people that are working at the store. You're not thinking of the store itself. We are basically just being impulsive and just tweeting whatever just to show that we are angry and stuff like that. Yes, it is. Like I said as well, I'm someone with natural hair. And if someone had to, I'll put disrespect in inverted commas, the way that they've disrespected in inverted commas natural hair, it's not fair. But then we don't need, I don't want 1,000 rand because I felt insulted because someone said something about my natural hair. No, you don't act according to the feelings. And then a tweet by musician Zex Bantwini where he said, enough is enough. These corporations do this on purpose, knowing that all they will do is apologize on Twitter and other platforms, thinking it will just end there. They undermine us and underestimate our power. People make mistakes. People learn things all the time. I mean, we are in a society right now where everything is racism. If I just say the word white, oh my gosh, it's racism. If I just say the word black, oh my gosh, you're so racist. People make mistakes and let them apologize, because if they can apologize on Twitter and other platforms, it could end there. I mean, H&M has never done what they did before. That way, we'll see in the future that Clicks will never do what just happened now. And they've actually put new procedures in place so that they can double check the work that comes from their third party suppliers and stuff like that. So, yeah, so that's what's happening with Clicks. That is the mishap with Clicks. Do you think what I shared is right? Or do you oppose what I said? Or do you agree? So please comment on our Instagram or Facebook. On Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're on Facebook /ActiveFM. And we're on Twitter at ActiveFM. And don't forget to catch us on Parler at ActiveFM. So get commenting. Let me know if you agree with what the EFF and what social media is basically saying about Clicks and that they should actually close down. Are you for hashtag Clicks must close, or you're against hashtag Clicks must close? Let's get chatting on the social media platforms and let's see what you guys think. Like I said, I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active, active, active worship. Active, active, oh. Active Worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
Remember, you can catch our shows on www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on Google Podcasts and on Apple Podcasts, and we're also on Spotify. So get downloading, share the shows out, and remember, you can catch us on our social media at ActiveFM777 on Instagram, /ActiveFM on Facebook, and at ActiveFM on Twitter and on Parler. So get chatting, get downloading, let the whole world know about Active FM. I'm your girl Cynthia on the new show on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.